Sharpening your sporting punt. Thanks to the TAB, welcome to the Winners' Sporting Edge.
Yes, you are with Andrew Cuse, part of Winners, RSN 927, and our commitment to sports betting in the TAB. Trent Langscale with the Sporting Edge with us for this week's edition. How are you, Trent?
Going well. And yourself, Andrew?
Doing okay. Not sure if we can say the Socceroos are going well, but they're still getting there. But in terms of punters, how did that result treat them? Because once a match goes to extra time, of course, in many options of betting at TAB, knocks a lot of punters out.
Yes, well, that was the case, because if you were betting on the normal time result on Tuesday night, well, it was a 1-1 draw at the end of normal time. So Australia were around about $1.35, Andrew, to win in the normal time, so ended up being a draw. But the to qualify market for the next phase of progression, the Socceroos were $1.16 there, and Syria were $4.75. So there were some tense moments there at ANZ Stadium, but as it seems to be at that particular venue, the Socceroos managed to get the job done when it need be. So they have got there, and there was so many permutations yesterday morning. I mean, obviously we're waiting to see who the Socceroos would be lined up against, and we now know it's Honduras, but particularly in that CONCACAF group, because it was either looking like either Honduras or Panama. And both of those nations managed to win, that which resulted in the United States, with their loss against Trinidad and Tobago, dropping all the way out of qualification. They're now out, and there's been plenty of discussion there about the fact the United States won't be in next year's World Cup. But the Socceroos have got Honduras, and even looking at South America, there was the possibility of Argentina not making the World Cup next year with Lionel Messi, but they managed to get the job done. And a couple of other results, and all of a sudden Chile, who were third on the South American table yesterday morning, they dropped out altogether. So all of a sudden now Peru will be up against New Zealand in their continental playoff, which is about a month away. And like I said, the Socceroos have got Honduras, and we do have markets available already, Andrew.
All right, what are the prices there for those that are frustrated punters, given the Socceroos never do anything easy?
Well, we've got the first leg, which will be in Honduras, and will be on the 10th of November, so a Friday morning. Not sure of the exact time at the moment, but hopefully we'll be able to see it in a normal hour instead of having to wake up at, say, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. But in the first leg, Honduras $2.25, the draw at $3.25, and Australia $3. And we've also got the second leg open, which will be on the 16th of November, so it'll probably be a Thursday night. Don't sure about the venue yet, but we've got the Socceroos $1.90, the draw at $3.30, and Honduras at $3.85. So we've already got the betting open on both legs of the playoff against Honduras, and there is the market to qualify, and this is simply now to get to the World Cup. And you do have the Socceroos $1.72 favourites, and Honduras at $2.05. So if there's some advantage, Andrew, the fact that, like it was against Syria, the Socceroos do have the second leg at home, sometimes that is seen as a pivotal part of the tie, because if you're able to get an away goal in the first leg, you might be able to sort of position yourself that you're in an advantageous position to get through over the two legs. But it wasn't easy on Tuesday night against Syria. Hopefully a little bit less stress there against Honduras when that comes up, and that'll be about a month away.
All right, we'll talk about that in future editions of the Sporting Edge. A-League, though, is coming up again this weekend.
It is, and we'll start with tomorrow night at Suncorp Stadium, where you've got Brisbane up against Adelaide United. Brisbane at $2.25, the draw at $3.50, and Adelaide United at $2.90. In the opening round, Brisbane, they had a 2-0 loss against Melbourne City at Amy Park and really didn't look like scoring, so back to the drawing board for the Roar there. And Adelaide United, they had a share of the spoils in a 1-1 draw against Wellington at Westpac Stadium. And in their last five A-League matches, Andrew, Adelaide United has been victorious in three of them, so they have a decent record there. Although last year when they were away from Cooper Stadium, Hindmarsh Stadium, they only won one of their 13 matches, and four of them, there are another four that ended in draws. So Adelaide United will be looking to improve their away from home in this season. Then we get to Saturday, a couple of matches. The 5:35 start at Spotless Stadium, Western Sydney against Central Coast. Western Sydney $1.47, the draw at $4.25, and Central Coast $6.50. Western Sydney, well, they had a 2-1 victory against Perth at Spotless Stadium last Sunday night, and Central Coast, well, they had five put past them by Newcastle at Gosford in a 5-1 loss. So a poor start for the Mariners, and Western Sydney have got a good record. They've won 4 of their last 6 against Central Coast and throw in a draw as well. So a difficult start to the season for the Central Coast. But the big one of round 2, Andrew, comes up Saturday night, a 7:50 start at Etihad Stadium with Melbourne Victory against Melbourne City. So the first derby of the season. Melbourne Victory $2.15, the draw at $3.50, and Melbourne City at $3.10. The Victory, well, they lost 1-0 against Sydney FC at Etihad Stadium last Saturday night, and Melbourne City with the 2-0 win against Brisbane. They met 3 times last season in the A-League. It was 4-1 at Melbourne City in round 2 at Etihad Stadium. In round 11 at Amy Park, Melbourne Victory were 2-1 winners. And in round 18 at Etihad Stadium, Melbourne Victory won by the same scoreline, 2-1 in that particular match. So in their last 5 A-League clashes, each side has won twice. Also last season, Melbourne City were victorious 2-0 in an FFA Cup semi-final at Amy Park. So pretty even the sides there. And just the Sunday matches, Newcastle against Perth. This is a 5 o'clock start. Newcastle are $2.20 favourites. Perth $2.90, the draw $3.75, and then 7 o'clock on Sunday night at Allianz Stadium, Sydney FC $1.37 against Wellington at $8, the draw $4.50. And as we saw during the week, Andrew, Sydney FC with the win against Melbourne Victory, and they backed it up last night with a 5-1 FFA Cup semi-final triumph against South Melbourne. So Sydney FC, the grand final winners, looking good, albeit one round into a 27-round season.
My A-League bet certainly will be over 2.5 goals. Perth Glory, Newcastle. Newcastle, 5 goals last weekend. Perth often play high-scoring affairs. I know you're getting around $1.50 at the tab for that option, but I'll be throwing that in a few tab multis. I'll take the over 2.5. Perth and Newcastle. That's my A-League bet. This is the Sporting Edge on RSN 927 and our social media and website. And Trent Langskull on the line from the tab. You with Andrew Hughes. EPL back in action this weekend after the international break.
That's right, Andrew. And we start off with an absolute beauty. 10:30 on Saturday night at Anfield. The traditional rivals, Liverpool against Manchester United. And you've got Liverpool and Manchester United. They're both $2.60. And the draw at $3.25. So in their last meetings in round 7, Liverpool had the 1-1 draw away to Newcastle United, and Manchester United won 4-0 at home to Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace, they're just having a terrible time at the moment. But Liverpool, they're unbeaten in their past 3 EPL matches. Only one of them wins, though. And Manchester United, they've won 3 straight in the EPL, and they're unbeaten in their first 7 matches this season. 6 wins and a draw. So definitely Manchester United in the better form, but it'll be a tremendous occasion there. Liverpool against Manchester United, 10:30 on Saturday night. Just going through the matches involving the other notable teams. So we get to 1 o'clock on our Sunday morning, and Chelsea are $1.37 away to Crystal Palace. And as I said again, Crystal Palace, they've lost all 7 matches so far this season, and they're still yet to trouble the scorers. So there'll be a big celebration at Selhurst Park, even if Crystal Palace can score early Sunday morning our time. You've got Manchester City. They're $1.13 when they entertain Stoke City. And Manchester City, they have a great record against Stoke City. They've won 3 of their past 5, and there's a draw there as well. And they're unbeaten in their first 7 matches so far this season. Manchester City, 6 wins and a draw. Also early Sunday morning, that 1 o'clock start, Tottenham, they're $1.17 at home to Bournemouth. They're at Wembley Stadium. And then at the 3:30 match on our Sunday morning, Watford at home to Arsenal. Watford at $5, the draw at $4, and Arsenal $1.60. Watford, they had a pretty promising start to the season, Andrew. They've got the 3 wins and the 3 draws in their first 7 matches. And Arsenal, they've managed to win consecutive matches in the EPL, and they're unbeaten in their past 4. And Watford, they finally broke through last season. They'd lost 7 in a row against Arsenal, but they were winners there 2-1 at Emirates Stadium back in round 23 last season. And there's always just a theory with Arsenal that they somehow can slip up when they go to a lesser-known opponent away from home. And this season, they've been away from Emirates Stadium on 3 occasions, and they've only got 1 draw and 2 losses. So that just gives the fact there to the reason that Arsenal, just for whatever reason, when they leave Emirates Stadium, they can fall over against a lesser-known opponent.
All right, we'll take a break, come back and look at some golf, some T20 cricket, NFL and other sports. This is the Sporting Edge, part of Winners, with thanks to the tab on RSN 927.
Sharpening your sporting punt. Thanks to the tab, this is the Winners Sporting Edge.
And you are with Andrew Cuse, part of our commitment to sports betting and the TAB here at RSN 927. We present the Sporting Edge. Trent Langskull on the line. Trent, let's talk some golf betting. I love my golf betting at the TAB. Now, punters out there, if you bet on the USPGA each week, you have missed the start. We do suggest it happened in the last couple of hours. In fact, they're playing a rare foray overseas. They're playing in Malaysia as we speak. The first round is underway, so updated TAB odds, no doubt, for round two tomorrow. And there are still some three balls, I think, to tee off. But the Italian Open starts later this afternoon, and that is still open for betting, Trent.
That's right, Andrew. So this tees off at 10 to 5 this afternoon. And John Rahm is a clear favourite at $7.50. Francesco Molinari, who won the Open d'Italia last year at $15. Sergio Garcia and Tyrrell Hatton, they're both at $17. And then you've got a few at $21. Matthew Fitzpatrick, Tommy Fleetwood, and also Alex Noren. So John Rahm is the $7.50 favourite there. But Francesco Molinari, who won this last year, a $15 second favourite for the Open d'Italia, once again teeing off at 4:50 this afternoon. And as you referred to there, Andrew, yes, the CIMB Classic is the PGA Tour event here in Malaysia at the TPC Kuala Lumpur. It teed off around about 50 minutes ago. So once they get through the first round later on this evening, we'll have the market back up. And you can bet on that by calling 133-390.
Look, I know that the odds of everything are independent, but I am a bit of a law of averages man, and I did rue not having a few bucks on Australia to win the other night at about 250, 260 in the T20 format. They're going around again, is it Saturday morning?
It is Saturday morning, our time at 12:30, so you can basically go Friday night and just crib over Saturday morning. The last of the, well, the last of the tour matches there against India, so they had the 5-1 days where the Aussies didn't cover themselves in glory, and at least with this T20 series, it's 1-1, so we do have the chance to leave Indian shores there with a victory in this T20 series. Being played at Hyderabad, and we do have India $1.65 and Australia $2.25, so we've got the high bats up at the moment. For Australia, David Warner is the $3.75 favourite, Aaron Finch at $4, Glenn Maxwell at $4.50, Travis Head at $6 and Marcus Stoinis at $6.50. But as always, if your player isn't in the selected 11, you'll get your money back. Always a bit of a worry there with who the makeup of the teams will be. And for India's high bat, you've got Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma. They're sharing favouritism at $4. Shikhar Dhawan at $4.50. And then Lokesh Rahul at $5. But that'll be 12:30 Saturday morning our time. And hopefully from a parochial point of view, Andrew, the Aussies can get a win there, because it has just been bit of a struggle there over in India, and that followed the series in Bangladesh.
All right. The NBL basketball, I must say, I've had a few bets at TAB. There's nothing like live TV coverage. We know what's happened there with the EPL, although it's strong enough, the EPL, that still markets at TAB and betting holds are pretty strong. But the NBL has got a bit of a razzmatazz to it. We've had some close games, and punters love a close game. It gives both views a chance, so I'm gathering that betting on the NBL at the TAB is up, is it?
It is increasing, Andrew, and as you said, we're able to see every game now, so that's certainly advantageous for the punters, whether it be on Fox Sports or also there's free-to-air coverage now on the SBS. So as we've talked about, that if it's live, whatever type of tournament it is, it could be a tennis tournament, it could be a soccer competition, could be any of the American sports, there's still plenty of action there. So we've got the one game tonight to tip off round two, and we've got the Cairns Taipans against the Adelaide 36ers. Cairns were able to win both of their round one matches, so they're the $1.77 favourites, and the Adelaide 36ers at $2.05. They lost to Melbourne United this time last week, but they were able to get a win away to the Sydney Kings on Saturday. So Cairns $1.77, Adelaide $2.05, the line a slender 1.5 points, just with the margin betting for this game. We've got the Taipans by 1-10 at $3.10, the 36ers by 1-10 at $3.40, the Taipans by 11 or more at $3.75, and the 36ers by 11 plus at $4.25. All the other matches are up, so tomorrow you've got New Zealand against Sydney, that's a 5:30 start. And then 9:30 on Friday night, Perth are at home to Illawarra. And then on Saturday, just the one game, but it's a 5:30 start. The Adelaide 36ers against Melbourne United, and tremendous effort by Melbourne United. They almost beat the Oklahoma City Thunder, so that would have been a great fillip for the NBL at the current moment. Adelaide at $2.15, Melbourne United at $1.70, but obviously that will change after tonight's game there with Adelaide away to Cairns. And on Sunday, Sydney are at home to Illawarra. So all the games up for round two of the NBL.
Punters should factor in that travelling because Sydney were rolled by Adelaide as about $1.50 favourite. And, of course, they travel all the way back from the USA. New Zealand lost as $1.40. Been a lot of outsiders win the NBL so far. So keep that in mind if you're taking teams that they're sometimes playing after being overseas on a road trip. Okay, NFL football. We love the NFL. There's a game Friday morning, of course, to start us off this week.
There is, and it's a pretty good one. The Carolina Panthers against the Philadelphia Eagles. Both of these teams are 4-1. So you've got Carolina $1.55 and Philadelphia $2.45. And the current line is 3.5 points. So that's just before 11:30 tomorrow morning there. And then we'll scroll through the matches being played 4 o'clock on our Monday morning, Andrew. And just looking at some of the notable ones here. The one that will be shown on 7 May, the Minnesota Vikings, still unsure about who the quarterback's going to be. $2.45 outsiders at home to the Green Bay Packers at $1.55. Another one, the New Orleans Saints. Haven't had the best season so far, but they're always respected at home. They're $1.45 favourites, and the Detroit Lions at $2.75. And then a couple of the matches on just after 7 o'clock on our Monday morning. The Jacksonville Jaguars, who have been a surprise packet so far, they gave the Pittsburgh Steelers a touch-up last week. They're $1.65 at home to the Los Angeles Rams at $2.25. And then on 7 May, this will be just before 7:30 on our Monday morning, the still undefeated Kansas City Chiefs, $1.45. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, who were awful against the Jacksonville Jaguars, they're at $2.75. And the Sunday night game, which will be 11:30 in the morning for us on Monday, Andrew, the Denver Broncos $1.15 and the still winless New York Giants at $5.50. So some of the feature games for week 6 of the NFL. And don't forget, there's also the Major League Baseball playoffs. Right at the moment, we've got the deciding game 5 between the Cleveland Indians and the New York Yankees. Whoever wins that will play the Houston Astros in the American League Championship Series. And we've got the Los Angeles Dodgers there in the National League Championship Series. So just keep an eye on them because they'll keep updating in the next couple of days.
And just as we wrap it up, have you had any trimming or changing of odds for the AFL, given it's so far away? But sometimes punters cite something as soon as you put up the markets at Tab, they do a few bets and then things just stay the same for about the next 4 months until we get into footy again. Has there been anyone think you got some prices wrong in your initial opening odds for next year?
There hasn't been too much change, Andrew. Sydney's still the $4 favourites. Adelaide at $5. GWS at $6. Richmond $8 to go back-to-back. And then looking at the teams that are in the teens, you've got Geelong at $11. Port Adelaide $13. And would have thought there might have been a little turn after the signing of Tom Rockliffe yesterday. You've got Melbourne at $15. And then Collingwood and Essendon, they're both at $17. And then the Western Bulldogs are the best of the other teams there at $21. There's been a little bit of specking for Melbourne at a price. They're in the news at the moment with who's going to perhaps not be there at the end of next season. There was a bit of around about $1,000 at $17 on Melbourne last week, and they're into $15 at the moment. But once all the trades and all the free agent signings are confirmed, Andrew, there will probably be a little bit more movement. But at the present time, just wait until they sign on the dotted line, and then we'll probably make some movement as a result of it.
Terrific. Well, if it's not here at RSN 927, where we're always telling them about sports and race betting at Tab, how else can people get some information or get a bet on, Trent?
Well, you can view all the markets we've talked about and plenty more at your local Tab at tab.com.au, and as always, on the app through your mobile as well.
Thank you, Trent Langscale. This has been the Sporting Edge on RSN 927 with thanks to the Tab.